Fuck yeah.
Hello?
Hi, Dwayne. We got disconnected, sir. I believe Kendra was talking to you, and then some loud, I don't know, music.
So here's the deal. You had some weird football thing or something on your end go off, and then the line went dead.
Well, what happens is the over here in the call center, it's all set up in case we have to do TV troubleshooting. We have DVRs, we have TVs and stuff set up here, but they're supposed to stay on mute, but somebody hit unmute.
Okay. So, here's the deal.
Okay.
You have told me that the guy in charge, the guy that came to my house has a history of this. You have told me that he has falsified records.
Yeah, there was at least two other complaints.
That are categorically
one man,
untrue.
One woman.
And keep in mind, I have a camera over my door as well as a no trespassing sign.
Okay.
It works.
Okay. Well, I do have to say he wasn't trespassing. He was there to complete work that you have ordered.
No, but here's the deal. You've made statements that are categorically untrue, and I'm only assuming either A, you're making crap up
also
to defend the company, or B, this guy's trying to cover his ass.
Oh, no, I would not defend the company like that, sir. I go to church, I'm a God-fearing man, and if someone tried that, I would not defend them. That is untrue.
Okay, and you, as a God-fearing Christian, as you just so-called yourself.
Yep.
Got to understand that this guy is going to people's homes, doing things he shouldn't, and then trying to cover his tracks by making false reports. And if that was truly his girlfriend, as you claim, which I highly doubt.
Well, that was Kendra, and I don't know about her personal life.
Well, you know what? The point is, if that is the case, if she was not lying to me just now,
yeah, 95% of Comcast employees meet their spouse at work.
To cover his butt and make false reports.
Yeah, she's probably not the best person to send out.
No, she's not. And second of all, this guy, if he has this history, if he's been written up multiple times,
yeah, twice.
As you have explained.
Twice.
Yeah, he's been written up twice. So with that in mind, I do not feel comfortable having him even in my area, much less at my house. I would like to request that he be reprimanded or even fired.
Okay, I can definitely do that after we address the other issues. I'll transfer you to Mr. Beef.
I'm going to reiterate my request.
Sure.
I'm going to reiterate my request that I be given copies of what he reported because I am very angry. And I would like to know what somebody is doing when they make false statements about me, my wife, my family, and my home.
Sure.
Now, it's a well-documented and well-proven thing that Comcast employees have in the past
Shut up.
Made false statements about people
uh-huh.
and even changed their account details so that people's names were changed to expletives and so forth.
Right.
And it's been proven that Comcast people of many different types have made false statements and attempted to cover up the things that they've done in order to not lose their job.
Yeah, but that's a minuscule amount. That happens like once out of like 100,000 cases.
No. You're not listening to me. Happened before, which means it doesn't matter how small you feel it happened.
Right.
It still happened and thus it's a possibility.
Higher
order logic says that if it's possible, I
can't answer all the questions, but if you give me a second, I'm going to give my supervisor. He's got the answers. And he could probably help you out a little bit better than I can. I'm going to transfer you over to Richard Cross, and he's going to be able to help you out with that.
Uh-huh.
Give me a second.
This is Cross, and I have been privy to this conversation via our conference system on our Siemens software. I understand you're saying that you're some kind of IT professional. Do you have some kind of certification? Well, I have a CCNA certification, sir. So,
well, what is that? Guess what? I don't give a crap what your CCNA.
Well, I'm CCNA certified. I'm Cisco Network Associate certified, sir.
Okay, yes.
First of all,
really matter.
Okay, so well, that's you're we're
that's
all right.
Certification for networking that has nothing to do with this.
Okay,
kind of
shut up. Shut up, please. Please shut up. The first thing is to let you know, now that you've declared litigation against us, you're
no,
now
I haven't.
You are now
no,
in violation of our terms of service. You're in violation of our terms of service. So, Mr. Dwight, if you can go ahead and please go ahead and deprovision their modem.
Dwight?
Okay.
Dwight? Dwight. All right, I have no idea what's going on here.
Sir, my name is Dwight. I'm the first person that called you from the social media department.
Yeah.
So
go ahead and
deactivate.
Go
you
ahead.
Want me to put the code, the deactivation code.
Yeah, deprovision is modem, please.
Termination of service. Okay.
Great. Let me get this straight. You guys call me for reporting you to the FCC, and you're going to disconnect my modem?
Sir, you've broken your terms of service. Your agreement
my
that you signed up.
Modem's being restarted.
You can't. You're not you're not allowed to file litigation against us. You have to go through for.
Any litigation against you. I have no idea what you're doing.
You have to go through third.
I don't know what the hell
you have
about.
To go through third party arbitration first, sir. You broke the rules.
I never did anything. I haven't. Hey, I don't have any pending lawsuit against you. I have not contacted a lawyer. I have no idea what you're talking about.
You just said that you were suing, that you were going to get a lawyer, that you were going to blow us out of the water.
No,
what
I
else
didn't.
Did he say?
I
yes,
said,
you said a lot of things.
I had no problem doing so.
I've been briefed.
I've been professional. I was still communicating with you, which is why I picked up the phone when you called.
You just need to, sir, relax. First of all, relax.
I have no idea what you're saying or what's going on here, but I do know that you are acting in a very unprofessional manner. You told me to shut up. You told your customer to shut up.
I said, please.
You have a CCNA, and therefore that somehow makes you a god? No,
yes.
It doesn't. It's a freaking network trading, network routing, and switching certification. It means nothing here.
I am
okay?
A Cisco certified networking associate.
It's not the network. Okay?
Well.
So your threats to disable my service? Just because I made a complaint to the FCC? Really?
Yes, sir. If you file a complaint with the Federal Communications Commission, you are in violation of your terms of service and your user agreement with us. You did not
that
go...
That is not what... Wait. You're saying
Mr. Cross.
That by following the law
Mr. Cross.
And by doing what the FCC requests
yep.
I do, I
put
am
a,
my
early
account
termination fee on his account.
Termination fee?
Yeah,
good.
Yeah, early for... termination fee. I put it down.
All right, go ahead and put... Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
Go
ahead and put aggressive customer
difficult
fee.
Difficult customer fee. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys do know this will not stop me from posting this recording online, right?
Well, sir, I mean, it's not a two-party state, so you can do whatever you want with that. I'm just letting you know you don't have my permission to do that, so you take with that what you will.
Well, you know what? You guys have no right to do that. You have no right to disable my account. You have no right to do anything. You guys, I made a complaint to the FCC that my speed was slow and about what happened with my wife, who was harassed by one of your people.
Well,
by the way, it doesn't fall into anything on your stupid customer service thing, terms of service or whatever.
Okay,
so
all right, yeah, that's nice, honey. That's
you
nice.
You have no right to do this. You have no right. You have confirmed that the guy has a history of abusing people and trying to cover up the fact with false statements in your system. Your guy is on record as stating that he has stated things that are outside the normal bounds of his personal.
Sir, that man is my best technician. He is my best technician. I don't think so.
What?
You don't talk about the tech that came out to your home that your wife sexually harassed. That's my best technician.
My wife never sexually harassed anybody, and I think that you are now making statements to try to cover your butt. Because maybe you are the guy.
He sexually harassed
someone. Yeah, he's making that statement.
Are you serious?
She told me that when I called to confirm the arrival, she told me she was putting her phone down her pants so that I could hear how wet her pussy is, she said.
That's bullshit.
That is exactly what she told
me. Excuse me, sir. That is
a file of fucking bullshit. I am really upset to hear that.
That is what
my
you
wife
said. That's in the statement here. That's in the written sworn statement.
That is a false statement. statement, and I'm quite angry about that. What else is in the statement?
Why did you,
do
it?
What other things have they said to call me a whore?
You know what? Okay, so this Palmdale area number.
It said that you asked him if you wanted some hot coffee. You let him inside the home. You stretched out on your pool table. You slid down your pants and your panties. You parted the hairs of your vagina.
Damn call. You guys aren't even with Comcast.
You parted the hairs of the vagina. You
know what?
You
guys
inserted...
aren't even with Comcast.
Huh?
Oh, shit. Go fuck yourself.
Oh man, that was a good
Oh dude,
shot,
that was
guys.
Fucking hilarious.